Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NFL draft is over. We have a quick recap of day number 3 on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Jamie Eisberg. That's Heath Cummings. We're wrapping up the NFL draft. Rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 on Saturday. And one big story that really involves the NFL draft, but didn't exactly involve a rookie. The Dallas Cowboys backfield. Heath, when we're looking at rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7, one wide receiver I know that stood out to you was Troy Franklin from Oregon going to the Broncos, pick 102 in round 4. Very good landing spot. Potential opportunity for him to be a starter right away opposite Cortland Sutton. So what do you think about this fit, Franklin to the Broncos in round 4?
I also think very good wide receiver, very good football player. I thought he was a first round pick before the NFL combine. I thought he was the second round pick after the NFL combine because that didn't go well. He falls all the way to round 4, but he goes to a situation where really Cortland Sutton for maybe one more year and Marvin Mims are his only competition for wide receiver targets or his main competition. And he's paired up with his former college quarterback in Bo Nix, which I'm a pretty big fan of. I think we've seen that work out more often than not. So Franklin's going to be ranked ahead of several day 2 wide receivers and maybe even one day 1 wide receiver for me.
Could be a couple. I know you mentioned the Panthers pick.
Yeah,
Leggett and Pearsall, you know, if he's in a crowded situation. So Franklin might be a better opportunity for him for two guys that were drafted at the back end of round 1. Day 3 saw a lot of running backs come off the board and a lot of competition maybe for some starters. So I'm going to run through a bunch of names. We'll talk about a couple of scenarios. So in round 4, we had Jalen Wright go to the Dolphins, Bucky Irving go to the Buccaneers, Will Shipley go to the Eagles, Ray Davis go to the Bills, Isaac Grinedo go to the 49ers. I think I butchered his name again.
Grinedo.
Braylon Allen go to the Jets. They also took Isaiah Davis in round 5. Audric Estime goes to the Broncos. Rasheen Ali goes to the Ravens. Tyrone Tracy goes to the Giants. Keelan Robinson goes to the Jets. And in round 6, Kamani Vidal goes to the Chargers. Juwar Jordan goes to the Texans. And Dylan Lobby goes to the Raiders. Of those running backs that I listed, and there's a lot of them, please feel free to check out CBSSports.com for the entire draft tracker where you can sort by position and see all those running backs. Which of those most likely backups is going to impact the starter in a negative way?
I would go with Jalen Wright first. And I viewed him coming in like, man, he's going to have to be in the right situation because I'm not sure he can ever be a workhorse back, but he's such a great home run hitter. And he goes to the home run hitter of offenses in the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we saw what Achane did in this offense last year. And I think Wright can do very similar things. So I do think he could have an impact on Mostert and or Achane as soon as week 1. And I think if Wright gets an opportunity, like Achane did, 3 or 4 times last year where he had 15-plus touches, if that happens for Wright, he's going to give monster fantasy production. And then the other ones are probably more about situations where we were less certain about the starter anyways and not about the running backs who were actually taken.
You mentioned on our full-length episode when we recapped the draft with Chris Trapasso that Bucky Irving going to the Buccaneers could be bad for Rashad White because he is a good pass catcher coming from Oregon, and we'll see if he can supplant Rashad White as a rusher a little bit. But as we talked about, this wasn't the most exciting running back class, And again, we're talking about guys taking rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. So they may not make a significant impact, but we'll spend a lot of time clearly the next several months once we get to mini camp, training camp, and see where these guys set up on the depth chart and how much they'll impact the starters' touches going into the 2024 campaign. One team that we thought was going to draft a running back that did not is the Dallas Cowboys. So free agency, they pass. The NFL draft, they pass. That means they're probably going to pass a lot, which is great for Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. But they may be having a reunion with Ezekiel Elliott. That's a report from ESPN. They have Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, Royce Freeman on the depth chart. Keith, when you look at this backfield, is there an interest in Ezekiel Elliott if he ends up there? Or are you looking more at Rico Dowdle? Like, how's your approach to the Cowboys backfield, given that they really just said, you know what, we're done at running back right now?
Yeah, it kind of seemed like with this rookie class, they thought Jonathan Brooks or nobody. And that might have been the right answer. We'll find out how everybody, all the other backs do it in, out of this running back class. But assuming that Zeke signs with the Cowboys, I'm going to expect that he handles probably 55 to 60% of the rush attempts, probably catches 40 passes, plays a bunch of snaps, and scores a bunch of touchdowns. I'll view him as a low-end number two or high-end number three running back. The problem is there's not as much upside as some of the guys in that range, but if I can get him in round 6 or round 7, I'm going to feel okay about that.
All right, so we'll see. Again, not official that Ezekiel Elliott is with the Cowboys, but that's the report that they may have a reunion with the guy who's been so successful for them. But entering, I believe he's going to be 30 this coming season, or he's very close to it. Had a good finish with the Patriots last year. But man, it feels like there's such a huge opportunity for a great rusher. And I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott is still that guy anymore. So a lot more coming up on the Cowboys running backs, recapping the NFL draft, and a lot more to get you set for the upcoming fantasy football season as we progress now that the NFL draft is over. For Heath Cummings, I'm Jamie Eisenberg. This has been FFT in 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.